Asher's Answer, an MMH play romance, Littles and Lace, Book 1, written by Anna Sparrows, narrated by Zachary Zaba.
Chapter 1, Asher. What's more humiliating than being kicked out of home by your already homophobic father because he opened your private delivery to discover the adult-sized diapers and pacifier you'd bought yourself on a drunken whim? Turning up to your boyfriend's place with your rolling suitcase filled with the only possessions you could gather in 10 minutes, only to find him balls deep in someone else. Someone with breasts and a vagina.
So, Ash,
Cooper says, rubbing the back of his neck awkwardly, as though I didn't just drop my bags and loudly interrupt him mid-coitus.
This thing between you and me, kind of more experimental than anything, you know?
No, no, I didn't know, but I sure as shit do now. I open my mouth to tell him that bisexuality and pansexuality are each valid parts of the spectrum, but close it when I realize that, even so, I just caught the asshole cheating on me. How did I miss the signs? I have no idea what I actually want to say. His new lover chooses this moment to saunter across the hallway behind him, from the bedroom into the bathroom. Buck naked. Objectively, I can see she's hot, even if I'm not interested in women. All blonde hair to her waist and hourglass curves. Feminine in all the ways I'm masculine. I sigh and give up whatever fight was left in me. Okay. Yeah. Whatever. That's me. Asher Scanlon. Pacifist. Submissive. And complete, utter coward. Coop's gray-blue eyes fill with relief. Should it hurt more that we're over? It probably should. Honestly, though, I'm more upset that he was my last option for a place to stay. Being an unemployed student with zero social life, because I've let Cooper dominate all aspects of my life for the last year, has left me without a backup plan. Somehow, I don't think any of his buddies, who he's spent months trying to convince me are totally my friends too, even though they barely acknowledge my existence, are going to let me couch surf at their places either.
You're the best, Ash.
Coop slugs me in the shoulder, all bro style. That's what the last year has been reduced to. Ugh. Then he looks down at the suitcase and duffel I've dropped when I walked in on him and... What was her name? Bethany? Bianca? He kind of introduced her during the awkward, what is going on portion of the evening. And yeah... All right. Her name doesn't matter. I'm just trying to distract myself from the inevitable. Cooper's reddish-brown eyebrows furrow as he looks at my meager possessions.
The hell?
He looks back up at me.
What's with the bags?
An hour ago, I would have fallen into his arms and sobbed out the whole sorry story, screw my embarrassment over my secret interests. But he's not my person anymore, and even though my throat is tight with emotion, I manage to hold back my breakdown. Dad kicked me out. I tell him with a shrug. I was planning to crash here, but...
Coop, are you going to fuck me properly or not?
I can't help snorting at the classy interruption.
For obvious reasons, I think that's a bad idea.
I finish, gesturing toward the bathroom. Cooper, at least, has the decency to appear apologetic.
Shit, Asher. I'm sorry.
He hesitates, then offers...
You can take the couch.
Honestly? I bend down and pick up my bags, shaking my head. I'd rather cut off my dick with a rusty spoon at this point. With what little dignity I have left after my hellish afternoon, I straighten my shoulders and jut my chin toward the bathroom. Good luck with that. Then I leave his place, haul my bags back into the trunk of my beaten-up old sedan, and rest my head on my steering wheel. What the actual fuck do I do now? I wind up parking my car in one of the parking structures on the college campus. I've got 2 weeks left on my monthly parking permit, though I know campus security does frequent sweeps, and if I'm caught living in my car, that'll only end badly. Instead, I grab the backpack I keep in the back seat and fill it with a few necessities from my hastily packed luggage, including my laptop and its charger, and make my way toward the library, recalling that it's open 24 hours to cater to students' random schedules. It's not the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?